Good morning, good people. I'm Steve Funk, and I'm in today for Ian Sorensen for this segment of In Depth. And today we have three guests in studio with us to talk about a couple of great events that are happening in the community in the very near term. First of all, with us is Patricia Sanchez, who is the Women's and Children's Center of the Sierra representative this morning. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, good morning.
Also joining us, Francine Berge, who is the chair of the event called True Colors, Old Treasures and New Futures. Good morning, Francine.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having us.
And also representing the Estepona Group, VP of Strategy, Mickley Byerman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's great to have you with us. Well, let's begin the conversation. Francine, tell us, what's up with True Colors, Old Treasures and New Futures?
It says it all, doesn't it?
It does.
This is our sixth year. I can't believe it. This is a great event. It seems to grow and expand and get fresh every year. What it is is we have a bunch of women that unload. They clean out their closets, and they donate jewelry and their scarves and their great purses, and we resell them at this great event. It's a time that you can get together with your girlfriend and come and buy some jewelry, buy some accessories, refresh your wardrobe. But on the same time, you can also get champagne and there's hors d'oeuvres. So it's a great night out with your girlfriend.
A big bling thing.
A bling thing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the best way to refresh your wardrobe is by just changing out a scarf here, a pair of earrings here, and all the money goes to the Women and Children's Center. So it's a win-win-win.
So a little bit about the event itself. Is there entertainment?
There is not entertainment, because you can't be bothered with that when you're shopping.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We're shopping. That is entertainment. Excuse me if I don't know that genetically.
So the event is, it's $20 to get in, or we have what we call a BFF price, 2 for $30. And you come in, you get your free glass of champagne by two extraordinarily handsome men. And you also get entered into a door prize for a fabulous wine package. So at the event, there's just tables, and we set them up in colors. So if you, for example, are looking for something for this red outfit that you've just never have been able to find the right piece, you can actually just target that table, and we have everything all set out for you.
Wow, that makes it sound so easy and fun.
Color-coded
shopping.
Color-coded shopping.
And you said this is a benefit for the organization that Patricia represents. Tell us a little bit about the Women's and Children's Center for the Sierra. Patricia, please.
Okay. Well, it's an amazing organization. I was actually a client there before I started working there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you have a story to tell.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah? A good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. About almost 4 years ago, I walked in there having a mental breakdown, of course, and it has completely, it saved my life, and it has completely changed it in a way that I am so beyond grateful for it, and I love the opportunity to be able to do that for someone else like they did it for me. Obviously, I landed a job there, so
right,
that now I can support, because I have 5 kids, so, so it's a lot.
You're ready, and your life has a resonance with a lot of the people you deal with, right?
Yes. I went in there for diapers. I had 3 of them at the time, and it was so hard because I was working at a warehouse, not making enough, having all these problems at home, thinking, well, am I going to pay my light bill? Am I going to buy diapers? It's either formula or wipes. What am I going to do? And the minute I walked in there, and I am so blessed with God for making me walk in there. I don't even know what made me go in there.
Well, diapers,
but,
right?
Yeah.
Right? It was a simple need that brought you to a place where you could solve a lot of problems,
yes,
I think.
The minute I walked in there, I was greeted in that act of kindness that I received that day is just, I can't not say how beyond blessed I am to have walked in there.
And now you get the chance to pay it forward,
yes,
every day, don't you?
Yes, and I love that most, because sometimes when you are at the lowest point in your life, you're embarrassed and ashamed, and you just don't want to talk to nobody. But when you're greeted in a way and respected and told that this is okay, this is just a bump you're going through, it's going to get better. You don't believe it, but it really does get better.
That's good to put it into that kind of context for people. And another interesting thing about the organization is that you provide services that help women not use the government and that sort of stuff, right, to really kind of take control of their own lives without government assistance.
And it is so true, because never, and it's true, like I never thought I would even have a possibility of maybe owning a house or having a business card.
Yeah.
Or even the thought of going to college. It just never, that's not something I ever thought about. I just thought I was going to work, take care of my kids. And this is going to be the first time since I had kids that I'm not eligible for government assistance. And it feels so good to be able to do that. And I know that if it wasn't for the programs and the steps that I took there with WACS and just the support I received there, there's no way I would have been able to do it.
Exactly the kind of success story that makes us all feel so good about the things we do for our community, right?
Yes.
And Mickley, from the aspect of the agency, mm-hmm. it was Diapers who brought Patricia into the organization, and now it's Diapers that we need to help these women, isn't it?
Exactly.
So please tell us about what's going on with the diaper duty. And duty is D-U-T-Y
exactly.
or D-O-O-D-I-E. Which is it?
It's either one. However, okay. I think honestly we named it just so we could say duty on the air and over again, because that's just fun stuff, right? but no, so the Estepona Group a couple of years ago decided to do a campaign. We were all doing, you know, philanthropic stuff on our own. We were giving back in our individual ways. And so 2 years ago, we decided as an agency to come together and do what we at that time called 23 years, 23 deeds. So we'd been in business for 23 years, and we wanted to do 23 amazing deeds to give back to the community that has supported us. So after we decided that, the first line of business was coming up with, you know, some great charities to benefit. And the Women and Children's Center of the Sierra was near and dear to many of our hearts. It was a natural fit. And so we decided to do a diaper drive and collect diapers. The first year, we collected 10,000 diapers. Last year, we collected a little more than 10,000 diapers. This year, we're hoping to just have a blowout. I had to say it. A blowout.
I totally did. Really.
Anyhow, so yeah, there are locations all over town.
21 locations.
I think it's actually up to like 23.
Well, I counted 21 on the press release.
Yeah, but
there's more. A couple more. That's awesome.
You know what's amazing? That people are coming to us and saying, let us host, you know, cool. have a bin. And so we've actually, you know, added some locations, but they're all over town.
Unfortunately, we don't have the time to list all 21. Yeah. Where can people find a list?
All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Estepona Group, mm-hmm. and the event is right there. Lists all of the relevant and amazing locations that are helping out. I mean, people are doing, like Sippies is saying, bring us a large pack of diapers and we'll give you a coupon for a free picture with the Easter Bunny. Like all of these different companies are coming up with great ways to entice people to bring diapers.
Diapers with benefits.
Exactly right.
There you go. Well, you know, I know that the benefits to women who are the beneficiaries of this mm-hmm. particular event go pretty deep, right? In the couple of minutes that we have left, can you tell us what is it about the diapers and this drive that gives women a leg up on their own
Well, I
lives.
Think any parent out there can relate to the feeling of being out at a restaurant and forgetting to have diapers. Just,
sure.
You know, and so think about that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a moment of panic, sheer panic. There are women who can't work because they can't afford to send their children to daycare because daycare needs diapers. So the Women and Children's Center of the Sierra is so amazing because their whole focus is bringing women out of poverty, however that looks. And so the diaper bank that they have is just one of the aspects of doing this and helping women to, you know, have some security, some peace of mind that they're not going to be without diapers. I mean, in talking to Pam Russell, the executive director over at WACS, she was telling us about how there are babies who have plastic bags as diapers, or parents who go without and just leave their children without diapers at all because they can't afford them. So
that can't make a kid feel good about how they're moving on
exactly.
in the world, right?
And think of the bonding issues
right.
between parent and baby. So, you know, this is so near and dear to our hearts. Every parent out there can relate. Every parent out there can go to the store and just pick up one package of diapers, find one of our 23 locations within the next week and help us collect. And these all stay local, which is the amazing thing, too.
It's our people helping us.
Exactly right.
Doing it for ourselves. Okay, so just quickly wrap. We have only about a minute left. Let's just wrap up the important details, the website, the dates, the times, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so 23 locations throughout town. Go to estepona group.com or Estepona Group on Facebook. And the diaper drive goes through February 28th. That's the point at which we take the bins and collect them all and give them to WACS.
And then Francine, True Colors, Old Treasures, New Futures. Would you give us the details there just so everybody can get involved in a fun day of color-coded shopping?
Yes, it's Thursday, March 15th at the Atlantis. The Atlantis is hosting us, and they do a great job, as everybody knows, going there. You can get your tickets online now. You can get that from our website, which is waccs.org, or find us on our Facebook page and just search for True Colors and Jewelry Sale and Under the Wax, and you'll find us.
There we go. And Patricia, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for all the work you do.
Thank you.
Great to hear that your life through all this great work is coming around and you're helping others, and it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
One last thing about the organization.
It's if you need any help, just come down and see us. We'll be glad to help you guys out.
Doors are open. Hearts are open. Everybody's ready to put a hand on, right?
We are.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Our guests have been Patricia Sanchez from the Women's and Children's Center of the Sierra, Francine Burgi, who's the chairperson for the big event, The True Colors, Old Treasures and New Futures, and Mikkelie Beierman, VP of Strategy for the Estepona Group. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And this has been In Depth.